Good morning, everyone. I'd just like to welcome each and every one of you to our Youth Sunday service. And thank you all for joining us this morning. And I pray that you will get the blessings that you came to receive. At this time, I'll call on Sister Lloyd Dean, who will come with the praise and worship.
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Father, you're so faithful. We thank you for the opportunity to be close to you. We thank you for the breakthrough that is in worship. We thank you for the resurrection power that is in worship. And that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that lives inside of us. So as we worship you today, we want it to be pure. This is all about you. This is all about you. Only about you, Jesus. You are our attention, our focus, our one desire. So let your presence be felt in every home today. We love you and we need you. In Jesus' name, amen. Because you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, never lift a voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, now I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, now I'll lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Yes, Lord, you're Jehovah Nissi. Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah my Prince of Peace, and I worship you
because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh. You're my pro, you provide a way for me, God. You're Jehovah Nissi. Lord, you reign in victory. You're Jehovah Shalom. And you're my Prince of Peace. And I worship you because of who you are. And I worship you because of who you are. And I worship you because of who you are.
We worship you this morning, God. We worship you because of who you are in our lives and who you've been to us, God. You have been our provider, Jehovah Jireh, God. You have been our Prince of Peace during this uncertain time, God. It's been you. It's been you, Jesus. It's been you. It's been you. Hallelujah. We're going to put our hands together right now. We're going to sing and we're going to dance to the glory of God. We just sang and told God who he is to us. And because of who he is, we know who we are and whose we are. So let's just sing together in our individual homes. Let's just sing and just worship God in spirit and in truth this morning.
We are a chosen generation, with impulse to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, we've been called for to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power. I'm working miracles. I live the life more favor. For I know who I am. I'm walking in power. Working miracles. I live the life more favor. For I know who I am.
Let's dance for Jesus right now. Get your hands together. Let's dance for God.
Mm-hmm. For we know who we are. We are a chosen generation, we've been called for to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, we've been called for to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, where he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power. Working miracles, I live a life of favor. For I know who I am. I'm walking in power. I'm working miracles, I live a life of favor. For I know who I am. Oh, 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 oh. I know who I am. Let's sing it. Oh, 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 I know who I am. Declare that today. Oh, 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 I know who I am. I am holy. I am righteous. Oh, I am so rich. I am beautiful. I'm walking in power, walking miracles. I live the life of favor, for I know who I am. I'm walking in power, working miracles, I live a life of favor, for I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Do you see the glory? For I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Do you see the glory? For I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Do you see God's glory? For I know who I am. Oh, oh, I know who I am. Oh, 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 I know who I am. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I know who I am. Sing that with me this morning. Oh, 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 I know who I am. Let's dance for Jesus this morning. Oh, 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 I know who I am. It's because of him we know who we are. Oh, 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 I know who I am. Oh, 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 I know who I am. Oh, 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 I know who I am. Oh, 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 I'm who God says I am. Oh, 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 I know who I am. Oh, 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 I know who I am.
Hallelujah, we thank God that because of him we know who we are. We know that our identity is in him and that he has called us to be his children and his sons and his daughter. So thank you, God, for giving us our identity and for knowing that we can walk in power, we can perform miracles, God, and we can live lives that are favorable to you. We thank you, God. I now hand over the rest of the service to Sister Nicola.
Thank you, Sister Lloydine. I pray that everyone was blessed by this praise and worship portion. At this time, I ask Evangelist Newville to come with opening prayer.
Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Let us pray. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught us to say, God, is well, my soul. Our Father and our great loving God, in the name of your only child, Jesus, the one who is now sitting at your right hand, making intercession for us, I come to you this morning, weak and frail, but I'm glad to know that you are mighty, you are strong. And in your words, O God, you said, you are God and there is no one else beside you. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you, O God, that at all times your ears are open unto our cry. Thank you for forgiveness of sins. Thank you, God, because you so love us. It's not because we love you, but because you so loved us and you cared for us. And so this morning as we come to you, Lord, I put this service in your hands, a day of worship where our youth is in charge, because you said, people said, youth is the time to serve you. And so here we come before you, everyone that is listening in this morning. I pray, oh God, that there will be a connection this morning. I pray that your Holy Spirit will so fully involve that every person, Lord, will be touched this morning. Father, we need a touch from you. And so we put the service in your hands, Lord God. We pray you will disappoint the enemy of soul this morning. We pray that your Holy Spirit, the holy fire from heaven, will descend upon our hearts this morning. Oh, great God and our Father, because we have no other refuge. We have no other source. We have no one else to turn to, but we can turn to you because you always be available. We thank you this morning, God. And so we pray, Lord God Almighty, we pray this morning for those who are mourning their loss of loved ones. And, oh, loving God, I'm glad that you are always here to grant peace and comfort to your people. Oh, God, and so in the name of Jesus this morning, we pray for a touch upon their lives. We pray, God, for the sick this morning. Some cannot move, Lord God. Some can only look. Some can look up, but they cannot see. But God, I pray this morning, some are feeling pain all over their body, Lord. But God, this body belongs to you, Lord Jesus. And so I pray for a touch upon your people. Some are still moving up and down, but they are sick. Some are sick in mind. Oh God, only you, Lord, can apply your touch this morning. And so we pray. We pray, Lord God, for your children. We pray for your ministering servants, Lord, not only in 975, but around the globe, down the street, every city, every state this morning. Oh God, who are worshiping you this morning. I pray that the anointing of your Spirit will be upon their lives. I pray that they will lead in righteousness, Lord. Oh God, let self be disappointed. Let pride be moved away. Cast out every fear this morning. And I pray, Lord, that you will descend upon us. Oh God, remember what is going on around us, Lord. The children have to go back to school. The teachers have to go back to work. Lord God Almighty, in every home, in every state this morning, it is chaos all around. Oh God, man don't know what to do, but you know what to do, God, because you are bigger than man. Man are confused. Oh God, but you have never been confused. So we pray this morning, Lord God, that everyone who are making plans will just listen to you, for you are God and there is none beside you. We pray for the moderator, oh God, of this service this morning, that a special anointing will be upon her. Oh God, not only, Lord, because she is the leader, Lord, but because you are leading her, God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will anoint her. And everyone that shall take part in this service this morning, your anointing will be upon them, that everything will be done decent and in harbor through the leading of your Holy Spirit. Oh, great God Almighty, we pray, Lord, for the messenger that going to bring your word this morning. We pray, Holy God, that you will move in a remarkable way. I pray you will touch such a one, that every young people this morning, every adult, every unsaved, every saved who are listening this morning will be touched. Someone will come home to you. Someone, dear Lord God, will move from darkness to light. Someone will be covered. Someone will be changed, oh God, in their attitude. Someone will be changed. Some will have peace of mind. Somebody will have comfort. Oh, God, those that are discouraged will be encouraged in the name of Jesus. We pray for your anointing, and we pray for the youth this morning as they participate in this service. Oh, God, that everything, Lord, will be about you. Have your way this morning and let your anointing be upon every one of us as we look to you, as we participate in this service by listening. Lead for us, we pray, for thou art God, thou art holy, and there is none beside you. So we thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Neuville. At this time, we'll turn our Bibles to Jeremiah 29. We're going to be reading from verses 11 to 13. Once again, it's Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13. I'll read. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. That was a scripture reading. I pray that you guys are blessed by the reading. At this time, I'll call upon Sister Lloydine to come once again with the opening hymn, Come Thou Fount.
Come thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for sounds of loudest praise. Jesus, sound melodious sound, and sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount of fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come. And I hope that by good measure, safely to abide at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering through the world of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a depth daily offers strength to be, that thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to end, oh Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart full, take and seal it, seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it, seal it for thy courts above.
Thank you, Sister Lloydine. At this time, I'll invite Sister Marcia Dennison to come with a welcome and announcement.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us praise the Lord this morning. We'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endure forever. Praise God. Good morning to each and everyone listening in this morning. I welcome you to our Sunday service. Greetings going out to our Pastor Alvin Newton, Reverend George Bardwell, and all the church leaders. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior. And if there is anyone listening today for the first time, we welcome you. We surely welcome you, and we appreciate your presence. Let us continue to pray for those who are sick. and also for the shut-in. I have a special anniversary greeting. It is going out to our brother, Urel, and our sister, Kanika. We all want to wish you happy, happy anniversary. And may the good Lord just bless and keep you both together. Praise the Lord. All righty, back to it. We would like to remind you to visit the calendar, and that is found on the church website, which is holinesschristianchurch.org. There you will find all the upcoming events, dates and time, etc. And also, if you have any information that needs to be announced, please forward them to 975announcement@gmail.com. And, of course, I would not go without giving you a little tip from the wellness team. And since we are so oversaturated with COVID, let us just not talk about it today. Let us just focus on what this COVID had caused. The lack of activity. You know, most people were working remotely. They were not moving around as much as they should. So now we hear them complaining of weight gain. What we want to remind you to get back some normalcy in your life is to sit less, move more, and start exercising. Start exercising. We are not talking about the gym because we know that people still have hang up about that, so it's not about the gym. Remember, you can go out and do the bicycle riding. You can jog if you like to jog. Do like I do. I love power walk, so I go power walking. You know, whatever works for you, you should be doing it. You must get back some normalcy in your life. So focus on sit less, move more, start exercising. And also, healthy choices for your food, for your meals, healthy choices. And the weather is still warm, so you must stay well hydrated, okay? That's it for it now. I pray the blessing of God upon each and everyone that is listening. May peace abide with us all. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Sister Dennison. At this time, we'll call on Brother Andrew Brown, who will come to bless the tithes and offering.
All right, let us pray. Father God, we come to you this morning giving thanks. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies, and thank you for your blessings. It is because of you why we have been kept safe during these times. We recognize that everything we have belongs to you. We acknowledge that our lives belong to you. So we offer back to you a portion of what you have given us. Bless the tithes and offering, Lord God, and I pray that you continue to watch over us, and may your presence be with us every hour of the day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Andrew. At this time, without further delay, I'll call upon DeAndre Newton, who will be bringing the message for today.
Good afternoon. Although it be in a different setting, I consider it still an honor and a privilege to speak to you all today. I must first take this opportunity to acknowledge the pastor of the house, the Reverend Alvin Newton. Reverend Bardwell, and I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. If you would but bow your heads in prayer with me at the moment. Righteous and Heavenly Father, before your throne I come. I thank you, God, for this opportunity to speak before your people. I pray that self within me will be crucified and you, Father, will be magnified. Let the words of my mouth, even the very meditation of my heart, be found pleasing and acceptable before your sight, you being my strength and my redeemer. I pray that you will use me as a vessel for your glory. Speak through me and speak to me. I pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I must first preface all I'm about to say by telling you all to grow up. And this is not what I'm going to specifically address in my message, but I want to speak to the adults, and I want to tell you guys to evolve I want to tell you guys to change. The last time I spoke to you all, I warned you guys on the ineffective way in which you are approaching young people and the consequences thereof. I have no doubt in my spirit that since then, more young people have distanced themselves from church and consequently from God. I know for a fact that the failure to adapt your approach and methodology to meet the times we are living in has cultured a disdain from young people towards church. You are stifling, restricting, prohibiting, and suffocating them from reaching any degree of spiritual growth. They're no longer slipping through your fingertips. You're flipping them out your hand. Young Christians are on a Congo line, on a one-way street that leads straight to the world and away from God, and you're too busy worrying about what I wear to realize I'm on that line too. From birth, you develop this perception of who your child should be and where your child should go. Most times you do so without a clear and distinct understanding of God's plan for the child's life. Consequently, you are forcing them to take one path when God intended for them to go in a complete opposite direction. You are now limiting the child from growing spiritually because you are forcing a square peg into a round hole. I'll give you the example provided to me. You've convinced yourself, and now you're trying to convince your child that they belong in the subset, the faction of gospel music. The whole time God is saying music. Understand that there's a difference. The battlefield is not gospel music, it is music. And you limit the child, you put them in a box, you incapacitate them from making any amount of spiritual growth when you put them in that box. Understand what I'm telling you. I'm telling you it's okay to teach them the word. It's okay to guide. And when necessary, you correct and you discipline. But understand that you cannot force Christianity on the child. And it sounds weird, but understand that the only way they make it into heaven is through an interpersonal connection with God that you can't give them. You can't force them to develop a relationship with God. That comes with them knowing God for themselves. That comes with a conscious effort to get to know God for themselves. And what concerns me is that your approach has developed this emotional disconnect between young people and church that has caused young people to consider it more rational to resort to drugs, to alcohol, and to sex as a means of coping with the chaos in their mind as opposed to seeking refuge in church. You're failing, and it is time to change. I want to address the young people because that is what I was commissioned to do today, and I want to address each and every young person, not as the preacher's grandson, not as the preacher's son, or as the person they asked to speak to you all today. I want to address every young person on this phone as someone who, like them, is young in the faith, someone who knows what it's like to be distant from God and consciously aware of it, and as someone who at one point was completely lost and had no idea. And the thing that I want to inform you guys of, the thing that transformed my perception of my life and increased my desire to know Jesus for myself, derived from something I had heard my entire life. Six words. I want you to write it. I want you to read it. I want you to remember it. Six words. Get ready. Get right. Get left. Get ready. Get right. Or get left. There is a heaven and there is a hell. And what you do here is what determines where you go. And the problem is we've allowed the second coming of Christ to become more cliche and more of a saying We say it sometimes while disregarding the ineluctable truth that is concomitant with the statement. I've heard it my whole life. My parents have heard it their whole life. They heard it from their childhood. They're much, much, much older now, and that day has not yet come. And for some, the fact that Christ is yet to put in his appearance has diluted the truth and made it less meaningful to them. And then there are those like myself who just step outside and juxtapose the climate of the world to what is prophesied in Scripture and realize that the word of Christ's coming is more prevalent today than ever before because we are closer than you think to rapture. How do I know this? What am I seeing? Allow me to educate you. Mark 13, reading from verse 4 to 6 says, tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be fulfilled? Jesus began to say to them, be careful and see to it that no one misleads you. Many will come in my name, misusing my name, claiming to be the Messiah, saying, I am he, and he will deceive and mislead many. Let me introduce you to somebody, Alan John Miller, the founder of Divine Truth, a religious movement in Australia. He claims to be Jesus through means of reincarnation, claiming to be the Messiah by means of reincarnation. Let me introduce you to somebody else, Sun Myung Moon. He's the founder of the Unification Church in Seoul, South Korea. He created a following that believes he was the Messiah and the second coming of Christ. Listen to this, listen to this. They believe, they propose that he was anointed by God to finish Christ's unfinished work. They believe he was appointed and anointed to finish Christ's unfinished work. Mark 13, 7 and 8, this is Jesus still talking. He says, when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed, frightened, troubled. These things must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These things are the beginning of birth pangs. There are current armed conflicts in Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan. There's a civil war in Ethiopia. There is a conflict between the U.S., Iran, and Israel. The conflict between the United States and North Korea. On November 15, 2019, France experienced a 4.8 magnitude earthquake that baffled scientists because earthquakes are not common in France, especially not at a large scale. The humanitarian crisis in Yemen, there's famines in South Sudan and Nigeria. This is the fulfillment of Scripture, and you're living through it. Romans 1, verse 21 to 28. Listen, here's what it says. For even though they knew God as the Creator, they did not honor him as God or give thanks for his wondrous creation. On the contrary, they became worthless in their thinking, godless with pointless reasonings and silly speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. What does this address? The Big Bang Theory. God didn't create the heavens and the earth. Everything formed from atoms. We evolved from monkeys. 22, claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory and majesty and excellence of the immortal God for an image in the shape of mortal man and birds and four-footed animals and reptiles. What does this address? To me, it addresses Buddhism. We worship the statue. It addresses Hinduism. We worship spirits. We worship animals. We worship rivers instead of the God that created them. 24, therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their own hearts to sexual impurity so that their bodies would be dishonored among them, abandoning them to the degrading power of sin. What does this speak about? The lust of the flesh, premarital sex, pornography, masturbation, adultery. 25, because by choice they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator. You worship the celebrity. You put the celebrity on the pedestal. 26, for this reason God gave them over to degrading and vile passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural, a function contrary to nature. And in the same way also the men turned away from their natural function of the woman and were consumed with their desire toward one another, men with men committing shameful acts and in return receiving in their own body the inevitable and appropriate penalty for their wrongdoing. What does this address? Homosexuality. STIs being exchanged from person to person because it is not natural. You need to understand the time you're living in. Matthew 24, 9 through 10. What does it say? And this is Jesus speaking. Then they will hand you over to endure tribulation and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. At that time, many will be offended and repelled by their association with me and will fall away from the one whom they should trust and will betray one another, handing over believers to their persecutors, and will hate one another. In Sudan, the government has slated Christian churches for demolition. In North Korea, Christians are routinely imprisoned in labor camps, otherwise known as concentration camps, otherwise known as the place in which Jews were killed by Nazis. Libya, the government is training militants to attack and sometimes kill Christians. Pakistan, Christians are sitting on death row on charges of blasphemy against the Muslim religion. In Iraq, Iraqi Christians have yet to return home after expulsion by ISIS, but you're living well in the Western Hemisphere, so you're ignorant to what is currently happening around you. Understand that you're living in the last days. Let me give you two more. There is a movie coming out. The head actress, Paris Jackson. Hollywood is producing a movie, and I want you to listen clearly. They're producing a movie that will have Paris Jackson depicting and portraying a lesbian Jesus. Sounds very oxymoronic. A lesbian Jesus who commits lustful acts with another woman who has a fetish for Jesus. Jesus has now become a fetish. There's a song that was trending on social media for about 2 to 3 weeks called What That Mouth Do. It sexualizes God. The lyrics, if there was a God, I would make him eat, and I'll make you use your imagination to finish the lyric. Wake up. If you have not yet come to the realization that we are living in the fulfillment of Scripture, that we are in fact living in the last days, you are blind to the truth, and you are in need of a complete restructuring of your mentality, and your perception of the world is ignorant and lacking direct and clear knowledge. There is a heaven and there is a hell. There is a heaven and there is a hell, and what you do while you are here dictates and determines where you go. And the biggest lie the world feeds young people, the biggest lie they try to feed to me, the biggest lie that derived from the very pit of hell and somehow manifested its way into society, is that you can make it into heaven by just being a good person. That you can neglect your calling, that you can deny and reject Jesus, that you can revel in your sin, that you can bathe in your iniquity and somehow saunter into heaven and God would be okay with it. It proposes that there is multiple ways to get to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father but by me. So the notion that somehow you can make it into heaven by completely ignoring the only individual that gives you a connection to God is blatantly false. If there is one thing you remember from what I'm saying, understand that there is danger in denial. Denial of Jesus, denial of your direct and specific calling. There is danger in neglecting and denying your commission by God. Why? What is the danger? Because embedded within each and every one of you is a gift, a talent, a resource that can be used to edify the kingdom. And an active decision to hide that talent has a consequence. As for the ungrateful servant who buried his talent. Ask Jonah what happened when he rejected his commission. Jonah's consequence was the belly of the whale, and your consequence might just be the pit of hell. The idea, the prospect of going to hell should be one that scares you and scares you into changing. Because hell is eternal. And understand that God doesn't put you in hell, you put yourself there. Hell was not designed for you. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Heaven is where you were intended to go, but it is your decision ultimately that decides whether you make it there or not. Every day that passes by brings you closer to the eternal consequence for the life you are living now. Each and every day that passes by, I don't care what you do during the day, every day that passes by literally brings you closer to the eternal consequence of the life you are living now. And the mistake that I made, the mentality that I adapted that was exposed as fundamentally wrong, was that I could spend my early developmental years, my teenage years, my young adolescence, chasing the world and indulging in sin. And when I became an adult, I could flip the switch, and just like that, I could completely dedicate my life to God. And he would welcome me home. And theoretically, that is correct. God is always welcoming the prodigal son home. It's never too late to come to God, theoretically, yes. But the nature of life is one that I can hang up this phone and be ushered into eternity. That is the nature of life. It is a vapor, here one day, gone the next. And so when you begin to adapt the mentality that I can do it tomorrow, you are putting yourself in a dangerous position because you do not know when your time is coming or when Christ will put in his appearance. If you hear his voice today, harden not your heart. There is a heaven and there is a hell. And it is time for you to wake up and realize it is a time for you to get ready and get right with God. As it was in the days of Noah. Noah didn't know when destruction was coming, but he was commissioned to build his ark. The virgins didn't know when the bridegroom was coming, but they had extra oil. And at times you look foolish for preparing for such a day. But remember that the same people that mocked and criticized Noah for building the ark were the same people begging to be accepted on it. That the same virgins who did not have the extra oil were the ones begging to borrow some. You don't get a second chance at this. You are ready now or you're left. And you don't want to be here after rapture. I need you to imagine that. I need you to imagine a trumpet blaring so loud that everybody on the face of this planet can hear it. The sound of a trumpet that ignores distance between continents. And that sound of dead in Christ will rise. And if that is not enough to throw this world into utter chaos, the Bible says, and those that remain will be caught up to meet them in the air. Biblical math says 50%. Two are laying in the bed. One is taken, the other is left. Two is working in the field. One is taken, the other is left. If you think after a group of people literally disappear from the face of this earth, this world returns to any semblance of normality, you're ignorant and you've lost your mind. You don't want to be here. The opportunity today is here. I'll leave you with two more thoughts. Psalms 90 says that the lifespan of man is 70 years and by reason of strength, 80. The lifetime of man is 70 years, give or take. For some it is 20, some 40, some 80, some 90. The price for heaven is a lifetime of faithfulness for an eternity in heaven. That is the trade. That is the sacrifice. Spend your lifetime, the time you spend on this earth in faithful dedication to God, in return, you receive eternity in heaven. And analyzing that as flesh, analyzing that as man, analyzing that through the lens of time in which we use to define things that we cannot understand. A lifetime seems like a significant amount of time, but understand that in retrospect to eternity, it is nothing. Eternity is beyond the measure of time. Eternity is forever. It is limitless. It is boundless. A lifetime of faithful dedication to Christ, whether I have to endure persecution, criticism, whether I am hated by man, every man I come in contact with hates me for his name's sake, that is a sacrifice I am willing to make for eternity in heaven. But also understand it works both ways. Because the reality is that what you are living for right now, this lifetime, what you are doing in this 70 years, give or take, can grant you an eternity in hell. And it is for you to self-evaluate and to reflect and to ask yourself if what you are living for right now is worth eternity in hell. If the life you are living for right now is worth eternity in hell, you can hang up the phone and you can go and you can continue living your life the way you were. If that is a trade you are willing to make, continue doing it. But understand you get no second chances. There is no second opportunity. It is permanent. Hell is permanent. On June 30th, close to 2 o'clock in the morning, I was speaking to the Lord, and my battle has always been that I've wanted the best of both worlds. I recognize that tug, that pull at my heart to live for God. Sometimes it's faint, sometimes it's fleeting. Sometimes it's momentary, sometimes it is constant. Sometimes it is that calling, that pull that keeps me up at night. And it was one of those nights, close to 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was battling because I want God, but I still want to live in the world. I want to be able to live in sin sometimes. I want to be able to do wrong. And I began to speak to the Lord, and as he spoke, I wrote it down. I'm going to read it to you. No, Greg, you are either for or against him. Your actions are evidence of the status of your heart. What you choose to do, how you choose to live your life, dictates your eternal destination. You cannot live. You cannot dwell. You cannot exist in the middle. There is no warm, just hot and cold. No gray, just black and white. Choose ye this day whom you shall serve, and be careful not to gain the whole world and lose your soul. The day of the coming of the Lord is quickly approaching. The time allotted to you to prepare yourself for his return is gradually decreasing. Live each day for Christ as if it is your last, for one day it just may be. Strive to live a life of excellent and faithful dedication to Christ. Strengthen your relationship with the Father and work to edify the kingdom through your ministry. Now, I'm speaking to young people. Now, you belong to a generation with the capacity and the potential to incite change, to tear down demonic strongholds, and propel one another into new dimensions of ministry and godly service. Embedded within you all is supernatural anointing and power. You access that power through a concerted effort to study the Word of God and apply its doctrines to your life. Remember always that you were called to live a life not isolated, but separated. You were called to be different and not to assimilate. Whenever you try to do so, God will burn up those distractions with holy fire. You are forever sequestered to his breath. The easiest thing to do in this life is to live in denial, to neglect your calling, ignore your purpose, and to invalidate your anointing, all in search of a fleeting and temporary reality on earth. It is much harder, however, to resist temptation, to deny yourself of fleshly and worldly desires, and forsake all for a God you cannot see, yet the only God that carries the promise of an eternal prize for your faithfulness. There is nothing you can obtain on this earth, not love, not money, not fame, not property. There is nothing that amounts to a fraction of what the Father has prepared for you. The goal has always and should always be heaven. Everything else is minuscule, futile, irrelevant, and most importantly, temporary. Make God your priority, and he'll make heaven your home. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Andre. At this time, I'll call upon Reverend Bardwell, who will come with the closing and benediction.
Thank you for attending our service today. Thanks to the leaders and active participants who carry out the service so well. And special thanks to Brother Newton for bringing to us the word of the Lord in this special way. I have been blessed, and I hope that you are too. In closing, I would like to mention a few things that was said that I am taking with me throughout the week. And I hope that you'll also find something to take with you as well. As he spoke, there are three things that come home very strongly to me. Get ready, get right, get left. Wow. I think that was very, very powerful. For when we think of getting ready, we can remember the story of the virgins, 10 were wise, 10 virgins, 5 were wise, and 5 were foolish. The 5 foolish ones were not ready, but the 5 wise were ready. May the Lord help us this morning to be among the wise ones who will be ready to go with Jesus when he comes. To get right with God, may we as a people seek to get right with God. Because if we are not right with the Lord, then we will get left. Getting right means that we must know what is wrong. For if you do not know what is wrong, then we cannot know what is right. May we this morning seek to understand the things that are wrong and shy away from them so that the things that are right can illuminate in our hearts and in our mind. For the Bible tells us that sin separates us from God. And if we are sinful, if we are doing the wrong things, then we'll be separated from God. But if we are doing right things, then we will be among those who are ready. You see, as you said, heaven is intended for our final home. Certainly, heaven is intended for our final home. And, you know, for us to be there, to get to heaven, we must get right with God. So let us this morning get ready, get right, and let us do not be left behind. The songwriter said in the words, "You better get right with God. Come and do it now. Get right with God." The Bible tells us today is the day of salvation. If you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And so those of us who are listening in today, may we this morning seek to deepen our hearts with Christ and God. May we seek to be on the right side. May we understand the whole idea of knowing that today, not tomorrow, today is a day of salvation, and we should not harden our heart. I hope you will take these things with you and encourage your hearts as we go through the rest of the week. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words this morning. Certainly, Lord, these three words, six words that we need to think and ponder and ensure that we meet these: get ready, get right, get left. Today, Lord, none of us want to be left behind. We want to know this morning that we are ready. Help us, Lord, like the five wise virgins, to be ready this morning. And if there's any among us who are listening in to us this morning who are not ready, I pray that you'd help us, O God, to seek your face, to get rid of our sins, to repent and turn around and accept you as our Lord and Savior. I pray this morning, God, that you would allow your words to be with us throughout this week as we continue to love and serve you. And for those, Lord, who have not yet known you as Lord and Savior, I pray that today will be the day when they come to in this reality to know you as Lord and as Savior. Considering, Lord, that your word said today is a day of salvation, if we hear your voice, harden not our hearts. So we thank you, Lord, and we ask your blessing upon all the hearers of your word this morning, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I will just now pronounce the doxology. And let me hope this morning that as we leave here, we will go with the word of the Lord in our hearts. And please remember these three things. Get ready. I cannot overemphasize, and the preacher could not overemphasize, the point that we should get ready. And only when you are ready that we can be right. Get ready, get right. For if you are not ready, and if you are not right, we will be left behind. Now unto him that is able to keep us from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. God bless you as you have a very blessed day. May you continue to meditate on these words during the course of the week. God bless.